You know, you're really dumb, aren't you? It's pretty ridiculous how you think you can get away. You're all tied up with nowhere to go. You got somewhere else to be beside down my throat? Oh, you do? Well, let's just say that your plans are canceled. I think we're gonna have a good time, you and me. Yeah, this should be a lovely, lovely night. For me, at least. You might not have as much fun, but, well, part of my fun is seeing how miserable you're gonna get. So, I think I'll definitely enjoy that. Do you know how long I've been watching you? No, really. Take a guess. I'll give you a hint. It was before our quote-unquote meet cute at the grocery store. You actually think meet cutes exist? You know, your naivety's pretty adorable, though. But I set that whole thing up after watching you for, I'd say a good month and a half. Something like that. As soon as I saw you, I knew I wanted to devour you. This was someone I wanted as fat on my bones. This was a thing I wanted to eat. And now here we are. A few months of friendship later. And you're a lot fatter than you were before you met me. So, I think it's time to eat you up. I got what I wanted. What was the fatten up? The nice meal I've been watching for so long. And you got a nice friendship out of the deal, didn't you? And now that we both fulfilled our purposes, it's time you went to your final destination. My stomach. That's where you belonged from the start. And where you were destined to go the second I laid eyes on you. I thought you'll taste better than anything I've ever had. So, let's get you down the hatch. Into my cramped throat, stuffing every last bit of your fat down that small space. It'll be wonderful. Goodbye, my lovely meat. Time to go where you belong.